Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now then, I wanted to get over to that place where we began looking at covenants of promise, being strangers from the covenants of promise. God is a good God. Jesus is a good Savior. Faith in God who is so good is good. Faith is good. Fear is bad. God is love. Love is good. The devil's hate. That's bad. A good God delivers everything from fingernail biting to drugs. You know, I'm serious about this. When I was just a little boy, I got over into biting and picking my fingernails. And then I had a piano teacher that, if you had fingernails, he didn't like that. Well, I didn't like him. But anyway, I won't go into all that. But the tobacco habit was tough, but the Word of God separated me from it. The foul language habit went away the night I was born again. Yep. I physically felt in my mouth, and somebody said it probably felt like that bar of soap your mother stuck in your mouth. But profanity was gone from that moment. That was over. But this fingernail thing just irritated me and drove me, and I hated it. But I finally made the decision, I'm done with this. I am done with it. And I found in the scripture that mutilating yourself is not good. And I thought, I am not a cannibal. I'm not going to eat my fingers anymore. And I began reminding myself of that. Praise God. Reminding myself of it. Reminding myself of it. Reminding myself of it. And praise God. It's so nice to be able to scratch. Somebody shout amen. Yeah. Don't be laughing at me. You got some stupid habit you need to dump. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it happened because I found it in the Word. That was the only thing that would break it. It was the Word of God that separated me from tobacco.
Yes, come on. That's right.
Amen.
Glory to God. The first meeting I was ever in where there was faith being taught. And it was so marvelous.
Yes, sir.
And I drove up there, and these preachers were friends of mine. And I thought, I'm not going in there with these cigarettes. And I just stuck them up over the sun visor of the car. And I had been there for 2 weeks. Under the Word, listening to it nearly all day, every day. And the only reason Gloria wasn't there, I didn't have enough money to get her there. And I quit. I was halfway to Houston, and I quit my job. I didn't have money enough to go back and get her and get to Houston. So I called. I was working at the same company that my dad was with, and I called my dad and I told him, I said, sir, I can't do this any longer. I'm called to preach, and I just can't. Anyway, there's a meeting going down in Houston at Hilton Sutton's church, and I need to be there. And he said, of course, my dad was always a step ahead of me anyway. I used to say, Dad, how come you know what I was thinking before I was thinking it? He said, because I thought it before you, boy. And then John would come up and say the same thing. And I had the privilege and smile to say the same thing to him. But anyway, I've been there 2 weeks. And a man walked up to me and just slapped some money in my hand and said, Copeland, go get your wife. I said, yes, sir. Went out there and got in the car. And there was that package of cigarettes. Gone. Now, before that, my born again, Holy Ghost baptized, tongue talking self would throw those cigarettes out the door and then stop and try walking around out in the weeds trying to find them. That's the answer to the question, how dumb can you get? And the same thing happened now. The same thing happened. I was a student at Oral Roberts University. And I was a newspaper guy. Get up in the morning. And now, this was back in the day when they had funny papers. Yes. They weren't very funny, but they were just mostly stupid. And you know, and then the sports page. And I read, you know, front page news stuff, look at the funny paper and throw it away. And maybe look at the sports page a little bit. But I was in the habit of it every day. Well, I heard Brother Hagin talking about fasting unnecessary things. And I thought, that I never heard anything like that before. To fast something that's unnecessary. And so I thought, hey, look at this newspaper. That you talk about something unnecessary, this is it. So I said, 7 days I'm not reading that. Now that was in 1967. I haven't read one since. Don't care to read it. It separated me from it. The word separated me from the tobacco habit. The word separated me from mutilating my fingers. It will separate you. It will separate you. That's, you look it up. The word translated, sanctify. It sounds, you know, really religious. Sanctify. Yeah. It means to separate.
Yeah.
And the word will separate you. It will separate you spiritually. It will separate you mentally. It will separate you in your emotional life. It will separate you physically. Glory to God. It will separate you unto God Himself.
Amen. Amen.
And when we were born again, we became God's own property.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. And here's another word that gets a religious bouncing around, righteousness. Well, that is not some super, almost unattainable place as a saint of God. No. It just simply means right standing with Him. Right standing with God. And the moment you said, I just simply said it, I heard my Sunday school teacher's voice Mrs. Taggart and my spirit that night in November 1962. I heard her voice say, "Boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart." And I thought, well, that sounds just as dumb as it did the first time I heard it, but I don't know what else to do. So I just did it. It separated me. I didn't know all this back there then. But that moment, I became a new creature. I didn't know that either. Had I known that, had I known that I was a new creature in Christ Jesus, it would have been more, I would have been more easily separated from that tobacco habit. Right. But I didn't know that yet.
Yeah.
Since I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church, and now don't put down the Baptists, all right? Thank God for them. And because of them, there's a lot of people born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And, I didn't know that old nature had passed away. I thought I was just an old sinner saved by grace. Well, I was an old sinner and I got saved by grace. So I'm not an old sinner anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Are you getting anything out of it?
Yes.
You're not getting as much out of it as I am.
Amen.
I needed to hear it again this morning. And a good God is a delivering God. Let's look at Ephesians 5:26 now. Thank you, Jesus. And we see where we're going in this week. We're paying attention. We're no longer strangers to the covenants of promise, but we are walking in the promises of God, walking by the promises of God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you this. I don't care how bad it looks or how bad it seems. And it just seems like it's just dragged and drug out longer than it should. Well, it may be. But you stay with the covenants of promise. You stay with the word. You stay with the name. You stay with the blood. Victory is inevitable.
Yes.
And I say this advisedly. I don't care how long it takes, because I have cast that care over on my God, who is my caretaker.
Yes.
Over on Him.
Yes.
For He cares for me.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He cares for me.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He cares for my family.
Yes, He does.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And that to keep that care there. Keep it there. And I have to check and recheck and get on myself. Don't you pick up the care of this. Don't you do it. I've cast that care over on Him, and I refuse to touch it anymore with my thought life.
Yes, sir.
And I repent before God, and I repent before you.
Amen.
For allowing it to get into my thought life.
Yeah.
And this morning, I reaffirm that care that's been cast over on you, Jesus. I'm through touching it with my thoughts. Now, I touch it long enough to do this, as I said before. And I did this today. I've missed it. I've missed it. A lot of times, in a lot of different ways, in a lot of areas of life. But don't just keep missing it. And like I used to hear Brother Hagin saying, like I've heard Bill Winston say over and over and over and over again. If you've been on the same road for 20 years and you're not there yet, it's a pretty good indication you missed a turn somewhere. Well, it hadn't been that long with this deal, but it's been too long anyway. And what was it? What was the old commercial? This is like the old Wolf brand chili commercial. How long has it been since you had a bowl of Wolf brand chili? Well, that's too long. If you touch that in your thought life at all, that's too long. Get rid of it. Just dump it over on Jesus. He's the healer. He's our caretaker because he cares for us affectionately. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Now, as you continue in this book of Ephesians, and like I was about to read to you in chapter 5, and you begin to read, here are instructions. It's just stuck. And now he's writing to born again, spirit baptized people. Do you remember what happened at Ephesus? Mm-hmm. When this group of Baptists? Yeah. Met the Apostle Paul? And he questioned them about you know, the being baptized. And they said, we don't know anything about any baptism but John. So they'd been baptized in water. Glory to God. No, he said, there's another baptism. Now, remember, baptisms is in the principal doctrines of Christ in the 6th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Baptisms, there's more than one. You're baptized into the body of Christ. You're baptized in water and baptized in the Spirit. Praise God. Right in the center of the principal doctrines of Christ is the laying on of hands. It's right in the middle. Glory to God. Principal doctrines. We've not held those doctrines in the kind of reverence that we should. These are principal teachings of Christ. Principle. Then he said, let's go on to perfection. Well, let's don't go on to perfection till we get this.
That's right.
Glory to God. So, by what? Instructions. Don't be drunk with wine where is an excess. You born again, Holy Spirit baptized, tongue talking Christian, don't get drunk. but be filled with the Spirit. Well, you can choose your spirit or God's spirit, or dispelled spirits. It's your choice. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I've heard people say, well, Brother Copeland, you know, I just don't have a very good singing voice. God's not calling you to record. he's calling you. No, I'm not smart enough to get a hold of that. Keith Moore came up with that. Glory to God. giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name. Say, in the name.
In the name.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is Savior of the body. Now, there's been small wars fought over that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. He's talking about, simply talking about chain of command.
That's right.
One submitting to the other.
That's right.
Amen.
Chain of command. And when everybody's trying to be boss, you got some problems. They won't put up with that in the military. Chain of command.
That's right.
So, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify, that he might separate and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself, for no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. The washing of the water. Look at it again, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word.
Yep.
Amen. Throughout this week are going to bathe in the Word of God.
Come experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery at the 2021 Omaha Live Victory Campaign, October 28th through the 30th.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year, is in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the word of faith.
Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 28th through the 30th. Admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
Whether you've remained constant and confident in the face of what is happening in the world and your life, or have felt the pressure of fear try to take control of your thoughts and conversations, understanding and emphasizing the authority we have through the name of Jesus and how to use his name changes everything. In the Power of the Name package, Kenneth Copeland teaches on the foundational scriptures and revelation that taught him to use the name of Jesus since the beginning of his ministry in 1967. Included is a 6-message audio series titled Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, with a companion study guide of topical overviews, outlines, questions, and space to take notes as you listen to the teachings. As part of the family of God, you have the right to use the name of Jesus and all the power that is behind it to change habits, mindset, and the physical world around you. With the power of God released in your life through speaking the name of Jesus, your life will be transformed. There is a name that is above every other name. Request your free copy of the Power of the Name of Jesus package, an MP3 series with study guide from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a member of the family of God, you have the right and authority to use that name and walk out your victory. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Brother Copeland revealed a key today when he said, if you stay with God's covenants, His Word, His name, and His blood, victory is inevitable. And that's why it's so important to stay in God's Word and renew our minds to the position and the authority and the power that God has given us, because He has equipped us to live in victory. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you today. It's a teaching series and a book on the power of the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus. And in this foundational teaching series, Brother Copeland explains how you have been given the name of Jesus, and His name is whatever you need. He's your healer, your provider, your peace. He's your protector. You see, God backed everything He said with His name. And as you put the name of Jesus into operation, God will lift you up out of the storm and set you in a safe place, praise God. And the name of Jesus brings healing, brings deliverance to you and to the people around you. So get your free series today on KCM.org. And then join us for the Omaha, Nebraska meeting, October 28th through the 30th. It's the 2021 Omaha Live Victory Campaign with Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle. Now listen, if you've never been to a KCM meeting, this is your opportunity. And I encourage you to set aside these 3 days to come experience what it's like to be totally immersed in the Word of God, to step into an atmosphere of faith where you can receive revelation, you get answers straight from God. And for those of you who haven't joined us live in person for a while, we invite you to come experience it once again. Let's get together. Let's worship God. Let's build our faith with the Word. As always, admission is free. So register today at KCM.org. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. While you're online, you can also request a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.